I'm Jim Perry, host of the documentary series Euphemet. But tonight, I want to introduce you to Night Drift. What started as a bonus series for the Euphemet feed, Night Drift evolved into its true form, a podcast series of its own, with each edition featuring a panel of paranormal thought leaders, scientists, experiencers, artists, and mystics joining me in front of a live Patreon audience to explore the unknown and discuss paranormal topics affecting our lives, society, and culture. Please subscribe, follow, rate, and review Night Drift wherever you listen to podcasts, and learn how you can join us for future live Zoom tapings at patreon.com/euphemet.
I saw these five objects that were not there the moment before.
The human aspect is one of the most important keys to enter the supernatural realm.
There are interdimensional portals located in certain places around the earth, right?
A lot of the conversations we've all had about problems in the paranormal and how things are moving, the problematic thought patterns and the problematic people that we've been encountering in these kinds of conversations where it's like, yeah, it is more fun to believe and we're trying to investigate and we're trying to find out these things, really like positive mindsets as opposed to getting deep into conspiracy and negative and racist and anti-Semitic and homophobic ways.
Because what we can start to do is start to look at what nature is doing to solve life's problems. And we're so busy solving the world's problems over and over and over again that we haven't yet realized that that these problems haven't even revealed their heart to us, and we have no relationship. So there can be no healing. There's just more and more chaos and more people telling us how the world should be and what we should do.
There's a civilization out there that's able to traverse space and come and connect with us. What is the future of humanity?
The archetypal presentations that happen in these states are so similar. People are seeing praying mantis. People are seeing the grays. People are seeing blue beings. They are tapping into the well of, I think, partially the collective consciousness, but that zeitgeist is there because these are beings and spirits that have been around for time immemorial.